The internationally publicized case of Sakine Mohammadi Ashtiani, who was sentenced to death by stoning for adultery, has taken a new twist. Ashtiani was first convicted in May 2006 of having an illicit relationship with two men after the death of her husband and was sentenced to 99 lashes. Later that year, she was convicted of adultery and sentenced to be stoned, even though she retracted a confession that she says was made under duress. Ashtiani also has been convicted of involvement in the death of her husband, whom Iranian prosecutors say was murdered. Last month, Iran suspended the stoning sentence temporarily after international outrage over the brutality of the punishment. But Iranian TV broadcast Ashtiani's alleged confession late Wednesday, in which she admitted to a sexual affair. She described in her native Azeri dialect, which was translated into Farsi, how she and her lover killed her husband. Ashtiani said she had an affair with a man who was her cousin and who made many promises to her before then killing her husband. She added that he came to her home with everything needed for the murder, including electrical wire. She noted that when she was in prison, she learned he had killed several other people. The woman in the interview had much of her face covered by a wide black veil, and Iranian television blurred most of her image, making it impossible to verify the woman's identity. Iran's Channel 2 broadcast the interview as part of a documentary it says was meant to debunk Western media propaganda. The program ridiculed Western TV networks for coming to the Ashtiani's defense. Iranian TV also interviewed Malik Adjar Sharifi, the judiciary chief of Azerbaijan province, who made the case for Ashtiani's guilt. He said that she injected something into her husband to make him lose consciousness before her lover electrocuted him. He argued that the act was premeditated because she sent her children to her mother's house before the murder. The International Committee Against Stoning condemned the documentary, calling it propaganda. Iran analysts say it follows a pattern of forced confessions. Ali Nourizadi of the Center for Arab and Iranian Studies in London notes that Ashtiani had insisted previously that Iranian authorities coerced her into confessing.
She is not in a position to be able to speak freely. Therefore, whatever is dictated to her, she's going to repeat. And there is also confession, full confession of adultery and participation in killing her husband, which has been taken from her in prison when she was arrested. But she later denied that this confession is true.
Nourizadi adds that Iranian TV tried to ridicule Ashtiani's attorney, Mohammad Mustafai, who recently has sought refuge outside of Iran after coming under pressure for his defense of civil rights cases in Iran. Political scientist Hushan Hassanyari of the Royal Military College of Canada says that the most unbelievable part of the TV interview was that Ashtiani asked to be stoned after allegedly confessing her guilt.
She asked, actually, to be stoned by saying that she had to be stoned because of what she did. And then she had to attack her lawyer by saying that he's a traitor, he did not defend her case, but he was tarnishing the image of the Islamic Republic.
Stoning was widely imposed in Iran after the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Even though the country's judiciary regularly hands down such sentences, they often are commuted to other punishments. The last known stoning in Iran was carried out in 2007, although the government rarely confirms that such punishments have been enforced. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.